will Krishna be more pleased if we feed a poor person rather than provide elaborate bhoga to the deities? I would say that creating dichotomies like this is often a way of emotional manipulation. So like, I think George Bush, when he wanted to declare war against the Arabian world, I think, so he said, those who are not in the war for terror, those who are not against terror, are for terror. Now, there are many people who had concerns. They wanted to oppose to terror, but they had concerns whether this war is the best way to deal with terror. So creating dichotomies, sharp dichotomies, can often be a way of manipulating people into accepting a particular alternative. So if you put it this way, should you feed a poor person or should you feed a should you offer bhoga to deities? No sensible person will agree that you should offer bhoga to deities. Obviously, you know, feeding a poor person is better. And that's true. But then let's look at whether this is the real alternative. And what I mean by that is that quite often in many temples, charity is also given. So many temples traditionally have free food being distributed to thousands. The food is offered to the deities and then the food is offered to poor people also. So it's not that this or this has to be done. Practically speaking, how many people are there who would not give charity to a poor person and instead give it to the deities? Those people who give charity to deities, they may otherwise not give charity to poor also. So if there is a choice like that, is that choice in reality what people are experiencing? And if we want to draw a choice like that, we could draw a choice like against anything. When NASA wanted to send a space mission to the moon and other places, there were critics that said, you know, the amount of money that you're spending on space mission, you can use it to feed so many poor people. So now they made this large Hadron Collider, in which they had made to detect the Higgs boson and other things. The amount of money they spend on it is astronomical. Or for that matter, you could say now IPL is going on. So cricket, so much money is being spent. Just the 50 days of IPL, the amount of money spent on that is enough to feed all the hungry people of India for one full year. So why don't we draw a contrast over there? So why draw a contrast only over here in this? Now, having said that further, you can also say that actually, if we consider that just that one act of isolation, instead of giving food here, you give food here, it may seem, you know, why give here, give here. But if you see the act of giving food to the deities as a part of a devotional culture and a devotional worldview, then that devotional worldview also purifies people's hearts. That also makes people less greedy and more charitable. And if people become more charitable, then they will also give food to the poor people. So if we isolate this, it becomes a problem. But if you see, it's an integrated culture in which the transformation of the heart happens. And then further, we could say also that, okay, you want to feed poor people. Most temples would offer food to the Lord. We offer vegetarian food. Almost all temples. Then if that is the case, then if more and more people were offering their food to God, then more people would become vegetarian. If more people become vegetarian, more of the land that is used for raising fodder for livestock, that would be used for livestock so that it could be slaughtered and so that meat can be made. I think you know the statistics. That almost something like the amount of land that is used to feed one non-vegetarian person, between 8 to 16 vegetarian people can be fed by that. Because there's a big conversion ratio. You make food for animals and then the animals eat a lot of food and most of it they pass out. So if they eat this much grains, this much flesh might come out of it. And that flesh will feed only a little bit person. But that much grains, if they were raised for human consumption, then people would be much more well fed. So the Food and Agriculture Organization has said that almost all starvation in the world can be eliminated if the available land that was there was used for growing food for humans rather than for animals. So we can look at the whole picture. And then I would say that it's a false dichotomy. And as devotees, we are encouraged that we also have food for life, where we food millions, feed millions of people. So Krishna is more pleased by the consciousness of our heart. I know one social welfare organization. Nowadays, atheists have also become very aggressive. And there's one food relief organization whose slogan is, God, double quotes, God sends calamities, we send relief. So the way they put it is that, that they are doing a compassionate activity, but they are doing it with a godless consciousness. So which will please God more? It is our God consciousness that will please Him. It is our selfless consciousness of spiritual service that will please Him more. So somebody is doing deity worship with that, Krishna will be pleased with that. Somebody is doing social service, that consciousness, Krishna will also be pleased by that. Okay. That make sense?